Former Kilkenny hurler and multiple All-Star DJ Carey has appeared in court in Dublin charged with multiple fraud and forgery offences. The 52-year-old five-time All-Ireland medalist faces 21 charges, including inducing people to pay him money by fraudulently claiming to have cancer and needing money for treatment. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was there. Paul, tell us more about what he's charged with.
Well, Gavin, DJ Carey was arrested by appointment in Dublin this morning and brought to Blanchardstown District Court by Gardaí from Waterford. He faces 21 charges under the Theft and Fraud Offences Act against 25 people. 19 of them are fraud charges. They relate to 23 people, and each charge states the following: that on unknown dates, and the dates of all the charges are between the 1st of January 2014 and the 31st of December of last year, that's a 9-year period, on unknown dates at unknown locations within the state, did dishonestly by deception induce, and then there are named individuals in there, it's either a person named, two men named, or in three cases, three charges, there are couples involved, that you did induce to do an act, to wit, make monetary payments to you after you fraudulently claimed to have cancer and needed finances to obtain treatment for same with the intention of making a gain for yourself and causing loss to another. Now, the two other charges are forgery charges, and they relate to two named individuals that on a date unknown at an unknown location within the state did use an instrument which was and which you knew or believed to be a false instrument with the intention of inducing another person to accept it as genuine, and by reason of so accepting the said instrument to do some act or to make some omission or to provide some service to the prejudice of that person or any other person.
Paul, tell us about what was said in court today.
DJ Carey's name was called. It was called as Dennis Carey this morning. He then stood in the dock before Judge John O'Leary. Detective Sergeant Michael Burke from Waterford Garda Station took the stand and gave evidence of arrest, charge and caution. Now, he told the court that he arrested DJ Carey at 9:05 this morning at Blanchardstown Garda Station. And when Carey was charged with the offences, 11 minutes later, he made no reply. The court was told that there was no Garda objection to bail and was asked that Carey's address not be read out. The Director of Public Prosecutions, we heard, has directed trial on indictment, and Mr. Carey was handed the book of evidence in court and sent forward for trial at the Dublin Circuit Criminal Court. That's the higher court where the penalties can be more severe. He was granted bail on a number of conditions, including that he sign on every Friday at a Dublin Garda station between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m, that he provide Gardaí with a number to be contacted on at all times, that he inform Gardaí of all details if he was travelling out of the country or to the UK for potential work. Now, Judge John O'Leary also directed that DJ Carey have no contact with any witnesses or potential witnesses, and he granted him free legal aid after a statement of means was handed into the court. The judge noted as he looked at it that Carey had, quote, no income whatsoever. He was then remanded on bail to appear again at the next sitting of the Dublin Circuit Criminal Court on November the 3rd.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.